This is an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. To learn more about what we do, visit rtrfm.com.au.
Midnight Special. Please welcome your host.
Hello, hello, hello. You are tuned in to the Midnight Special program on RTRFM 92.1. My name is Dan Grant. I'm going to be with you for the next couple of hours. Massive thanks to Reese for filling in at the last second for another raucous edition of Burn the Airwaves. That's every Thursday night. It's hot. It's hot out there, man. It's February. February is the hottest month of the year, and I cannot handle it, which is why tonight, this is Have a Winter. It's the Midnight Special Winter Special. It's horribly hot. I melt in the heat. I'm not really much of a summer guy. So we thought we'd crank up the AC, get some friends around, and send you guys out some chill vibes and frosty feelings. We're going to be playing some songs, either wintry songs or sort of songs from cold places. We're talking Canada. We're talking Scotland. We're talking New Zealand. Maybe we'll make up some... We'll probably go off topic a little bit. And I've got three wonderful guests with me. I've got the... Oh, hang on. I've got the wonderful Bridget Turner.
What's up? Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, good. I am cool, actually. Very cool.
Nice and cool.
It's very cold in here. Yeah. I brought a jumper and I'm drinking a hot tea.
Yes, you
do. It's real. Hey, it's not that hot. I can handle it. Bring it on. I don't even need winter.
We've got the RTR mandated 21 degrees entered into the AC remote, so that is happening. With me also, lucky tonight, we have a musical guest. We have two-fifths of a pretty new Perth band called The Mackerels, consisting in the studio tonight. We've got the fabulous Andy Meredith, a.k.a. Goldie. How are you, Goldie?
Hello. Very good. Thank you, Dan.
And also, right in the middle, the magical Alana Kusin.
Hello.
Haha. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Good.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to mirror Bridget's statements about the temperature in this room. Very good.
I'm going to make it so cold in here, you guys have to put jackets on. That's what we're doing tonight. All right. So, I'm going to play you some tunes. We're probably going to sit back and chat. We'll have Mackerels. Maybe they'll play us a couple of tunes later. But for now, I'm just going to start you off with a band from Glasgow, Scotland, where you know it's gloomy and wet most of the time, which sounds amazing right now. This is Sacred Pause. You're on Midnight Special, RTR. That, of course, is the beautiful sound of Always out of Prince Edward Island in the very extremely freezing cold east coast of Canada. And before that, from Glasgow, Sacred Pause with The Conversation. You're on the Midnight Special where we're talking about winter and how we miss it. Well, maybe it's just me. I've got three guests here. We've got Bridget Turner, Alana Kusin, and Andy Meredith. And they've just revealed to me that they're basically all summer people. And I've been hoodwinked.
Is there any other way to be? Put that out there.
All right, cool. So it's turning into more of a fierce debate than a gentle conversation.
Without winter, you couldn't have summer. So in a way, we're all together.
Without the dark, there's no light kind of thing?
Something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Well, I mean, it's I'm no meteorologist, but I believe that the... or astronomer?
Who climatologist?
Who figures out the seasons?
Who figures out the seasons?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I learned the other day that actually February, on the Noongar calendar, February is the hottest month. It's like, this is the hottest time of the year, which I always thought was January, but it's totally now.
It's now.
Yeah. I'm feeling that, hey.
Today was just like brutal. It was just brutal, right? I don't know.
I was in air conditioning all day. I was comfortable.
Mm.
Yeah, I had to put a jumper on.
I have no complaints, zero.
I
was just going to say, I've got to be honest, I think just the last week I've been getting over summer. I think I'm done. I'm ready for winter. So this is perfect timing.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't going to be a winter versus summer episode. It's not going to be like winter is the best. It's just like, I'm just going to talk about it. And I just want to think about cold things and talk about cold things so I can pretend that I'm cold and not sweaty. Hi, everyone.
He still is sweaty, though.
Yeah. Always, can man, confirm. Always. That's my job. It's 10 past 11. You're on Midnight Special. We're going to talk about things you can only do in winter that you cannot do in summer. Like, I don't know. There's lots more things you can do in summer that you can't do in winter, right? Like,
go outside.
Go to the beach.
Yes.
Light a fire.
Light a fire?
You can't do, I mean, like...
Ooh, topical.
You can't have, like, a campfire in summer because obvious reasons.
Yeah. I don't know, like, in winter, you can't... I don't know, you can like, bulk up with clothes, put more clothes on, put a heater on, but in summer, you just, like... You can't. You can only take so many layers off before there's no more layers to take off, right? It's just gross.
Yeah, I think you go in bed is a lot easier in winter because you just like cover me up as much as possible.
I think so.
In summer, you're just like I get the chance. Oh yeah, no, yeah.
You can't do beach in summer and in winter. We're just gonna get mixed up here on every question, aren't we? I'm just gonna get mixed up. The one thing I do like to do in winter that most people do in summer is eat ice creams. I don't know. Is that weird?
Ice cream is an all-year thing, speaking from experience.
You ate ice cream, like not more than half an hour ago.
Yeah, but summer.
What was it?
It was mint cookies and cream connoisseur ice cream with an ice magic.
Mm-hmm. Connoisseur ice cream's got that sort of, like, that feel that it's, like, fancy, even though it's, like, a Coles ice cream.
It's not a Coles ice cream. It's 10 bucks.
Yeah, but it's
although, like, it is half price of Coles. Sorry, I know I'm not supposed to do plugs, but I'm telling you, any cookies and cream connoisseurs out there want to get your butt down for this half price treat. Oh, don't forget Ice Magic. It is $3, but it's worth it.
It's like that. It's like a Viennetta thing. Like, you know, it feels fancy, but it's actually not. But when you put
Viennetta
Ice Magic...
went downhill. I want to talk about Viennetta. Sure. I know it's not a good winter food, but like you said, you can have it in winter. If you're having a birthday in the 90s and it's winter, yes, you still get a Viennetta.
Such a good 90s birthday
but
cake.
But it was like prestige. You open the box, you'd be like, oh my god, it's Viennetta, it's my birthday. But now you open that box and you're just like, what is this?
You don't see a butler
shriveled
in a tuxedo.
What is this?
Handing you a Viennetta and a silver
plate. You don't see that butler.
I guess you're trying to reclaim that with like ice magic on top of connoisseur mint ice cream.
I'm not trying anything. I just feel disappointed. Do better.
By two.
Viennetta.
Two?
If they're half price, buy two.
Stick them together, add more ice magic.
Yeah. No, I have,
that is a winter treat.
I've seen at a party a Viennetta train, and it's quite a good thing.
A Viennetta train?
Yeah.
What is that?
Which party is this?
You just put like lots of Viennettas
together
to make a giant Viennetta. What? Hot tip.
At a party and then everyone eats it?
Yeah.
See, in the 90s, why you didn't need to stick them together because it was impressive enough on its own. But now we have to make a train with these Viennettas. Viennetta, do better. That's my new slogan for 2020.
That's a hashtag waiting to happen.
Midnight Special.
Oh, my God. What's your guys' favourite ice cream? I just want to talk about cold things so I can feel like I'm eating an ice cream.
Oh, jeez, this is a very hard question.
Well, think about it. I also put out an online poll for this one, and we got a lot of good responses. We got several for Rainbow Paddle Pops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty classic. We did get one Bubble O'Bill. That's definitely from someone over 35. like myself.
They've definitely gone downhill. Oh,
downhill.
I think you only like them now if you have fond memories of them. You know what I mean?
Maybe they were always bad, but we were like, ice cream. But
with hard chewing gum.
I don't think I've changed.
Bubblegum in it, man.
Heather and Shannon both put in for hazelnut roll, man, which is pretty good.
I missed that whole phenomenon.
Yeah, me too.
I missed it.
I've got Adam and Vaughn down for cyclones, which are like pretty unbeatable. That's like a frosty thing you can scrape, right? That's pretty good. Scrape with your teeth.
They're really good.
I've got one for Jalari's choc chip cookie dough. That's Donna. I haven't had that, but she said it was pretty good. She also ate like a limoncello Jalari today, which sounds amazing. That's ridiculous. But I don't know. Boozy ice cream, is that good?
It's always good.
Have you got any Golden Gay Time fans?
Not on here, but my brother did stock our freezer today with ersatz, like low rent back alley Golden Gay Times. I can't remember what it's called, but it was like a dodgy ripoff. But it was still pretty good. Are you a fan?
I don't know. There's a similar thing for like giant sandwiches. You get all those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Giant sandwich is like, it's a low key, pretty good ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, 90s giant sandwiches were incredible.
And, oh, they were.
They were huge.
They were massive.
Everything was bigger.
Did they just
were we
bigger?
Just smaller?
Yeah. My brother did get one the other day, and he was like, I was disappointed by how small it was compared to my memory. He was pretty upset. I do have one vote on here from Erica for mulled wine. That's not ice cream.
But yeah,
it is pretty good.
For winter treats? Winter.
Yeah, winter yeah. ice cream treat. What about you, Lani?
I can't go past a good hazelnut ice cream.
Yeah, right.
Man, there's something, I don't know, there's just something luxurious about it.
Hazelnut flavour?
Yeah, like a good hazelnut.
Gelato,
yeah.
Oh, man.
What about just Number like one. A Viennetta with like, you just take a bunch of Ferrero Rochers and crumble that on top?
Whoa, dude.
Then add ice magic.
That is the most Bridget dessert I've ever heard of.
That
in my
sounds
whole
really
life.
Good.
Oh, I really, really want ice cream now.
We should go
well,
to IGA.
Well, stay
right
tuned.
Now.
I may have a surprise for you in the freezer.
What?
Yeah, it's true. But until then, I'm just going to play another couple of tunes. Just because winter isn't always a bummer, I'm going to play you something relentlessly positive by New Zealand's Disaster Radio. This is Gravy Rainbow. You're on RTRFM 92.1. You are tuned into the Midnight Special program on RTRFM 92.1. My name is Dan. With me is Bridget, Lani and Andy. Just then, you heard Salty Dog Tears by Melbourne's Australie. And before that, Gravy Rainbow by none other than New Zealand's Disaster Radio. It's 23 past 11. Speaking of Melbourne, Andy, you had a very, very cold moment in Melbourne, did you not?
You were talking about Melbourne. It just reminded me of how winter it is, and I was there last year and it was freezing, and like coldest memories, that's my coldest recent memory, and yeah. It just like sticks with me to this day, and I wonder how people move there.
How well, because I mean it's hot in it's hot in summer,
yeah, but like winter is like really it's proper,
it's brutal.
I don't know, it was like snowing.
It was snowing in Melbourne.
Yeah, I didn't get snowed on, but the reports, the TV was saying it's snowing somewhere.
You were too smart to get snowed on in Melbourne.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous. That would be embarrassing.
should we talk about Mackerels?
Sure.
Mackerels is your guys' brand new band. It's like you and Lani, and you guys have like a pretty stellar all-star lineup. It's like Aidan Gordon and Rhiann.
A few very lovely people. Rhiann, Todd Hunter. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say shout out to those guys. They're the best. I love them.
And Dylan Simcoe, he's not as good. No,
yeah,
he's great.
He's still
great.
Pretty great.
But he doesn't deserve a shout out. Like, he's not quite.
No. Yeah, I retract my shout out to no shout out for Dylan.
And Lani, is this your first band that you've ever been in?
It is, yeah. In terms of like actually gigging.
Yeah.
And we actually recorded the other day as well, which was, first experience for me recording with a proper setup and, tracking and all of that. So
that must have been so much fun.
Heaps of fun.
You guys were a Blackbird with Dave Parkin?
Yeah. Mm.
So what was that like?
Great. I mean, I've recorded there a few times,
sure.
But...
You're a real cool guy. I mean, you're in a lot of bands.
Mm. Well, I don't think those two things are like tied to each other.
Sure.
But I'm in a few bands, but this is something I kind of wanted to do for a while with this band, with my songs that I've been writing. So
the first band that you're kind of fronting, right?
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
No, that's gonna be cool. What did you guys record? Fun. Just a couple of tracks or something, or one?
Just did one. Yeah.
Is it fun? Parker is always like making weird sandwiches that are less like dry bread and a piece of cheese. Was he doing that?
Didn't do that. He ate two party pies. That's
chocked
it.
Teal. He always has the
chocked teal. Oh, yeah.
He refuses to eat vegetables. And he always, I just love how he always paces when he's listening to a tape. Yeah. That's my favorite. He just paces and paces and paces.
Yeah.
And you guys played your first gig at the Bird a couple of months ago?
Yeah, November last year. So we played a couple of gigs in a row But Lani could not be there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, so this is her first gig. Tomorrow night. Yeah, that's
totally
what I was going
right.
to say.
So tomorrow night, jumping ahead. Yeah. Friday night at it's with the Oosterbanger as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Across the road. Sorry.
That Grumpy's.
Yeah, awesome. And the headliner is that dude you were talking about before.
Yes, actually. It's second plug for me because I'm also playing in a band called the Lone Unemployed Tradesman.
Double plug.
There that night, who is a friend of mine from Melbourne. Oh, he's actually from living in Wagga Wagga at the moment, to be very precise. And he's more of a New South Welshman, I believe. But he's coming over, so we're just relearning some songs that we recorded a while back and gonna play them.
And you guys, and Mackerels is like there's five of you, and all of you are in at least two bands. Like, yeah, except Lani. Sorry, Lani. I'm saying this as a negative because, like, some of you are in four bands or something like that. So do you guys find it hard to, like, get time to practice and stuff?
Yeah. It's hard, but I think, I don't know, it's one of those things. I think some of the people that ended up getting involved in this, because it's always hard when you're starting a new project and you've got, like, people who are kind of available but then they can't do it and then they stop and then whatever. Maybe it's just because it's not that good. I don't know. You start feeling a bit whatever. But I think these guys just are really good friends and they're just committed to doing stuff. I don't know. Some people are just like, let's do it. No, and
they're super committed. I don't know how Aiden, like, has the time. He has a job that takes up, like, 90% of his life, and then he spends another 90% of his life on, like, tons and tons of bands. I guess he must be tired all the time.
Yeah, I don't know when he ever sleeps. Like, I just think maybe he's a robot. Maybe he's like...
He's definitely a savant.
He's a beautiful robot.
Yeah,
robot.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you know, if that's what a robot is, I think, you know, we've got a good path set for us for the future.
Oh, like if Aidan Gordon is humanity's future, then we're pretty
yeah,
set.
Yeah, totally. All right. Yeah, I would definitely, like, allow multiple Aidan Gordon robots to...
So efficient. So efficient, but so lovable. So charming. Do you guys want to play a song for us?
Yeah. Right. We are, and I just realized as I was warming up briefly then that this song is partially about winter.
Ooh.
It features the word on winter.
Theme. Nice.
But it also features the word summer. So
we can't have the dark without the light, remember?
Exactly.
Nice.
Duality of life captured in this very song.
You guys feeling good? All set. Let me just get that for you. Watch out for that cable.
Oops, sorry.
All right. It's happening on live radio. Here we go. So this is like, is this the first time you guys have ever broadcast? Played on the air. Like, oh my god.
Yes.
Amazing. Oh, that's so cool. So we've got a live radio debut for Mackerels on Midnight Special. What's the song called?
Side of the Road.
All right.
Take it Winter.
On. Winter always.
Yeah, honey.
right. Yeah. Wow. That was great. Man, that sounded really good. Awesome. So that's a live radio debut for Mackerels. Only on Midnight Special on ITRFM 92.1. We'll be right back after this song from Glasgow's Hairband. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
The sun goes down, another dreamless night. You're right by my side. You wake me up, you say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly, as we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high, spend Johnny's cash, hitch another ride. We laugh until...
That was Sassy Moon by Glasgow's Hairband. And right before that, Dead of Night by sad mystery Canadian cowboy Orville Peck. You're listening to Midnight Special. You're tuned into the Midnight Special program on RTRFM. My name is Dan. I've got Lani, Bridget and Andy all in the studio with me. And it's the winter special. We're kind of talking about winter or just generally cold, cool or icy things, frosty vibes, just to try and trick ourselves into cooling down because it's too hot. February's killing me, man. So... I've been asking people about their coldest moment or why they love winter instead of summer. And I got some pretty good responses on the internet. Martin wrote, summer equals I'm dying and there is no cure. And winter equals I'm dying and the cure is being comfortable and or looking fabulous. That's pretty good. My favorite one, I think, is actually from Tanea. Tanea Harper. She wrote, I love winter because I feel like I can stay inside and do inside things without feeling guilty for wasting such a beautiful day. You know what I mean? Like, if you just want to... sit at home and watch Netflix in winter, you don't feel bad for doing it, right?
See, like, when you get to this ripe old age of your late 30s, you don't even worry about that anymore. I feel like that's every day now. I'm just like, what?
You don't have
I'm not doing that. You know, I'm like an old person now. It's like, no.
You like swimming and stuff?
No.
Yeah, you have to be
convinced. If everyone was swimming, they're like, come swimming. I'll be like, nah. It's a beautiful day. I'm going to watch Netflix.
Oh, man. What about the winter swim? Anyone a fan of that?
Oh, dude, no. Dear Lord. I actually have someone. Oof, Ricky no. wrote. Yeah. Ricky actually wrote about our coldest moment. Ricky Burns wrote in and said she swam in an Arctic Circle ice lake in Finland.
Why?
Like some sauna world thing where they give you a drink that sits. They give you a drink and you have to drink it. Before you drink it, you have to get in a sauna and then dip in an ice lake and then come back to the drink. That just sounds like a torture. I love the cold, but like ridiculous. That's just going too far. Right? Have you guys got like a coldest moment? Please fill me with coolness.
I don't. Well, no. I mean, like I told my Melbourne story before because that was freezing. No, I've been in snow once, just like one? Actual snow falling. I've been in snow plenty of times, but that was like a cold moment. Like this.
Yeah,
air was cold.
Yeah, like
snow's frozen.
Snow's that's really beautiful, cold. But like people forget that for it to snow, it has to be like goddamn freezing for the air to freeze. Like it's just super cold.
So I think we went over earlier that we're all summer people except for Dan. My coldest moment was actually in Scotland, Highlands of Scotland. Ooh. In the middle of summer.
Ooh, yeah, it's cold.
It was freezing.
Summer.
Yeah, it was the middle of summer and I was dying. I couldn't handle how cold it was and I was probably wearing about 6 layers. And
was everyone, all the Scottish people laughing at you?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Brutal.
Yeah. And then I think we hired, Andy and I both hired a car and we were driving on the Isle of Skye, and it started hailing. And we had to pull over because it was like the storm was so intense that we couldn't see where we were going.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the Scottish people were just gunning
yeah,
it.
Really. Yeah,
yeah. Like, this is...
We were in Iceland last year and, like, people... There was, like, little, like, skinny roads, just, like, two-lane roads, but they were, like... People were just, like, screaming past us or, like, overtaking us. And the roads were, like, icy and it was freezing, but it was great. But people are terrifying. It was really scary. Have you got a coldest moment, Bridget?
I'm always cold, so.
You're cold. Sometimes you wear a doona in the middle of summer.
It's true, I actually do. But I think my coldest memory would be when I was on tour with Boys, Boys, Boys many moons ago, and we went to the top of a hill in Tasmania.
Mount Wellington, man.
I think it was. I don't know.
Yeah,
some
it was a
hill.
Mountain. We drove
and
to
everyone's
the top
like, van excursion. Let's all get in a van and drive to this hill. I was like, oh, yeah, sick. Van excursion. Walk up the top of the hill. Everyone's out. It is cold, man. It's winter and it is cold as, like, we don't get winters like that. There was ice on the ground.
There was actually ice.
I was trekking up this, like, mountain. Everyone's like, whee! Whatever they were doing. I was like, no, this has got to stop. I'm cold as. I'm not dressed for this. I'm not prepared. I don't know what cold is. I'm from Perth. What is this? Yeah. And I'm like, Alwyn, it's cold. I look at him and I'm take a photo of him. He's like, whoa. I had that photo warms my heart. It warmed me. It still warms me to this day. But I was like, no, I'm turning back. And everyone's like, don't turn back. We're so close to the summit. I was like, no, it's cold. I can't deal. I'm going home. I'm going back to the van. So I trek all the way down the mountain, like stepping on like ice and tiny little flowers that have pushed through, like, against all the odds. I'm just like, bah, stupid flower, living in this cold. And I get down to the van and I realize I don't have the keys to this van, and I have to wait for all these people to be like, wee, on this summit and have an amazing view and do all that stuff.
And you're locked out of the van?
I locked out of the van. I stood at the bottom of the hill just like weeping, just like them freezing. I'm like, what is my life?
Oh, your freezing memory is like,
yeah,
it's chilling.
It's not
my
that
heart.
Exciting, but.
No, it's making me feel like nice and I'm feel like a couple
it
of degrees
so
cooler.
It was so cold. Yeah, that was that time. There was also probably a time when I was like 18 and I was like, Northbridge, silly tiny dress, waiting in the line at Mint. I don't know.
It's 11:46 on Midnight Special. Like, if you're listening out there and you've got a coldest moment memory or a reason why you love winter instead of summer, give us a call. 9260-9210 is the number. Or if you've got like a crippling phone anxiety like me, you can email at the studio at studio@rtrfm.com.au. Tell us your story. We just had a caller earlier asking about the Salty Dog Tears song by Australi, which is really awesome. They're like a Melbourne band whose members are actually from Perth, so I'm kind of cheating on that cold theme. If you're interested in any of the songs we play tonight, you can check them on the Midnight Special page. That's rtrfm.com.au/shows/Midnight Special. And I'm updating the playlist as we go. Yeah, man. I'm gonna play a song from a band from New Zealand called Phaser Days. Keep it locked to the Sound Alternative. You're on the Midnight Special on RTRFM 92.1. That was New Zealand's Tiny Ruins with me at the museum, you in the Winter Gardens. before that was New Zealand's Phaser Days with Little Uneasy. And before that, we were talking about favourite ice creams. And Lani and Goldie, in honour of the Winter Special, I would like to present you with my favourite ice cream, the Pine Lime Splice. So please hoe into those.
Perfect winter treat.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bridget previously turned down my offer of pine lime slice because she doesn't really like them.
They taste like poison on the outside.
Oh, no, they don't. Oh, my God, don't ruin it for them.
I'm with you. This is one of my, I didn't think of it before, but I reckon this is my favorite.
It's like frosty and simple. It's like nice cold ice on the outside and creamy ice cream on the inside. It's perfect winter treat. Well, it's perfect summer treat.
It's amazing summer treat.
It's pretty balmy in here, man.
Yeah.
We got to get that door open somehow.
Got that fireplace going.
Yeah. In case you haven't figured it out, this is the winter special where we're just talking about all things cold and wintry just to try and disgustingly hot ourselves in this like gross February heat wave. My name is Dan. I've got Bridget Turner here, and also I've got Lani and Goldie from Perth band Mackerels. How are those splices going? I'm not just like turning this whole show into a plug for splices, but what do you think?
Good. I haven't hit the ice cream yet though.
Oh,
the ice is the best part. I like to. Yeah, you got to savor that, man.
How do you finish your splice? Like, do you save the ice cream? Or do you like combo?
Well, I go top down, and then I eat the sides because I like the ice part better. And then I'm just kind of left with a kind of bit of ice cream at the end with two bits of ice on either side, and then it just melts everywhere. I'm very bad at it.
Yeah, right. That's
interesting.
This is such good radio content.
I really enjoyed that.
I would like to thank our Lord and Master and the undisputed King of Late Night, Tristan Fiddler, for granting us this this slot on Midnight Special, and I hope we're doing it justice. I don't know if we are.
Thanks, Tristan.
Let's just keep going. Maybe he'll come down and stop us, but you know, who knows.
He'll press the red button.
I'm going to read out some more coldest moments that I've been sent over the internet. RTR's own Chris Wielden actually wrote that he was in Yellowstone National Park. In a huddle, he huddled with four people on cardboard on the ground in a $90 tent in freezing weather. So like on cardboard with four people in a $90 tent. That sounds pretty cold. I don't know.
We all know why.
Yeah, I don't know. He's an adventurous dude.
He's so adventurous.
I've got two people who were in New York City in 2016 when that polar vortex went through. It was like a perfect storm of coldness that like flashed through like the Eastern Seaboard. Caitlin Cassidy was just like, buildings created wind tunnels. It was bitter and really nasty. That sounds awful. It sounds amazing. Right now, it's just taking degrees off of my body temp just thinking about this. I've got a really good one. My friend Paul, he was locked when he worked at Coles way back in the day. He was locked in a freezer accidentally by someone who put a pallet in front of the door for 20 minutes. He was banging on the door for 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
That's bad occupational health and safety, man. Glenn Jakovich would not approve of that.
Jakovich.
Yeah, remember he did those ads that were like spot the risk, assess the thing, make the change or whatever.
No.
You don't remember those ads?
Glenn Jakovich.
This guy remembers him.
Oh yeah, I remember those ads. They're amazing.
I actually took his photo once on a job, and I chose to stand on a wobbly stool to try and because he was so tall, and he did not point out the risk and make the change.
Oh, ripped off.
I know. I was kind of hoping he would say.
Imagine if he saved you from a freezer though. If he was like, "Don't worry," and he pulled the pallet off, and you open the freezer, you're like, "Glad Jakovich." Then he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm glad I nearly died." In this freezer.
Ooh. Did you think about just falling on purpose, injuring yourself, and then suing him?
He's not really contractually. He's not contractually obliged, you know. Like, I should have tried. Maybe he would have caught me in his massive arms.
Oh,
that would have been beautiful. Arms. I'm not really a Jakovich fan, so I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. Why not? No.
I don't know.
No, yeah. Don't. No.
Who else? Who else we got here? We've got Luke. Luke was told me he was sitting on a chairlift on a ski slope in Japan. And the ski slope, the chairlift froze solid, and they were stuck there swinging in the wind for like half an hour.
That's
terrifying.
It's like frosting me up. Feels really good.
Oh, chairlifts, I don't like them at the best of times. They are so high.
I can't imagine us going on a ski holiday.
No,
I don't think so. Full disclosure, listeners, Bridget and I are our partners, and also Lani and Goldie are partners, so it's kind of like a double date radio show. With ice cream.
Best thing for winter. Double dates.
Yeah.
I have someone who wrote, she was tickling trout. Annie said she was tickling trout in a Norfolk River in the middle of winter and fell into the river. In the Norfolk River in the middle of winter.
What
Sorry, did you say tickling?
I did say tickling trout, and I did not know what the hell that meant. And do you know what it means?
No, it's, it sounds hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's just a really old thing where like you sort of put your hand in a river where there's lots of trout, and you wait for a trout to come up into your hand, which apparently happens because people do this all the time, and you tickle its belly very gently with your fingertips. And it, you know, like it's like when you hold a rabbit or a chicken backwards and you kind of tip it backwards, the trout's belly for the right way for long enough, it hypnotizes the trout, and then you can pick it up and fling it out of the river, and that's how it's tickling trout to catch them. But it does involve standing in a freezing river, possibly falling in. But don't do it in winter. That's the midnight special hot tip. Don't tickle for trout.
Maybe you have to do it in winter. Maybe they don't swim around in summer.
Maybe trout's not a summer fish.
I don't know anything about trouts.
They migrate, right?
Does anyone know?
Is that salmon?
Oh, do they both? No.
I guess it's a river fish, so they all river fish migrate, I think. I don't really know. If you know about river fish out there in Radioland, give us a call, 9260-9210. Tell us if you've ever tickled a trout or what your coldest moment was. Or you can email us at studio@rtrfm.com.au. Mackerels are going to be back in a sec with another song. But until then, I'm going to play you something from Chilly Wastes of Canada. This is No Joy. You're on RTRFM. That was Mermaidens out of the very cold location of Wellington, New Zealand. And right before that, Montreal's No Joy with Hair Tarot Lies. You're on the Midnight Specials winter special program on RTRFM 92.1. We're talking about wintery things, all things cold, just trying to cool ourselves down a little bit in this gross February heat wave. My name is Dan. I'm here with Bridget and also Lani and Goldie from the band Mackerels. Yeah, how you guys doing?
Mate, having a ball. This is great. I hope our contributions have been valid.
Hey, you ate the pine lime. Hey, you said good things about pine lime spice. That's the only reason I got you on here. Like everything else is just filler, padding.
I could go for hours about pine lime spice. All right,
stow that content because we're gonna do that in a minute. No, Mackerels are gonna play us another song. Is that right?
We are. This song's called Can't Blame the City, and it's about Melbourne because I've been blaming them for all my cold experiences tonight.
This is your apology song for Melbourne?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent.
Let's do that.
Okay. All right, live on...
It's not too cold. I'm too weak.
Ooh, nice. Live Mackerels live on the Midnight Special on RTRFM exclusive. Here we go.
How you feel all of the time.
live music, a midnight special. That was Mackerels. That was pretty great. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us.
No problem.
Exclusive at all. Exclusive content. This is the Midnight Special Winter Special, where we're talking about all things wintry and chilly, just trying to send out frosty vibes to everyone in heatwave land. We were just talking before in the song break about winter foods and things you totally cannot eat in summer. Like, yeah, I don't know. Ooh,
that's
winter,
tough.
Winter. Well, winter's like a good time for stews, right? Like just hella stews, yeah. Bourguignons and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like they're all...
Well, you eat stews in all
weather? I mean, I eat anything all the time, but...
Is that true?
This is true. Yeah.
Fan of a big soup, big bowl of soup in winter.
You're not down
but
with...
But also summer.
What about the cold soups? Are you down with the cold soups? Just like gazpachos and stuff?
What do you reckon? Nah.
Nah.
You'd no like point.
A frosty gazpacho? Just think about it now. Oof, yeah.
Nah.
I don't think I've ever actually, like, bothered. I'm sure I've had a little bit.
It's just like cold tomato soup. But it is pretty good. I like big roast, big beef roast, chicken roast.
All the roast.
This is
roast
just,
anything.
This is just flying.
Look,
your
but
back,
there's got to be some other stuff out there.
You see, we have this thing called aircon now. It's revolutionary. You can pretty much eat a stew anytime.
We've got the aircon cranked to maximum in the RTR studio, and we're still a little bit balmy in here. So you think because
that's
of aircon we can just eat roast any time? That's crazy. Crazy talk.
I don't know. That's a stretch, I reckon. Like if it's a 40-degree day, you can crank whatever you want, but you also crank in the oven, and then it's like, what are you doing? Which one are you?
All right, keep thinking cool thoughts.
I don't know.
Keep thinking cool thoughts. We'll be right back. Okay, I'm going to play you a song now by Richard Dawson, who is from Newcastle upon Tyne, a very cold region of the north of England. He's put out a record last year called 2020, put it out in 2019. And this is a song called Two Halves, which is definitely, like, whenever he writes his songs, his kind of brand of trademark black humor, it's just kind of a story. He kind of just tells a story in linear fashion. It's very obvious what all the songs are about. This one's definitely about being a kid and playing team sports and having your dad yelling at you from the sidelines. Do you guys ever experience that? I had some pretty
yelling.
I had some pretty terrible team sport experiences in high school. Every team sport, every team I was ever on was just like the worst team in the league.
Actually, sorry, I do remember. Not my parents. My parents were always very supportive and lovely, but a parent of someone I played football with punched a member of the other team in junior footy.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
I know.
Holy jeez!
Defending his son, apparently,
but like on the ground
at the end of the game.
That's nasty.
Post game punch up.
All right, nothing like that.
That's a bit extreme, but you asked for a memory.
I did. nothing quite like that happens in this song, but we'll give it a listen and we'll get back to you. Here we go. That was Auckland's The Beths with Future Me Hates Me on RTRFM 92.1. Right before that, from Chile, Montreal in Quebec, Common Holly with Central Booking. And right at the top, the amazing Richard Dawson from Newcastle, UK with his track Two Halves. You're listening to The Midnight Special. My name is Dan. I've got with me Bridget and Andy and Lana. This is kind of like the winter special. We're just sort of talking about chilly things, cold things, trying to keep ourselves feel cool. It's also kind of the Mackerel special. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys, and playing some songs for us.
That's all right. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you know what?
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in. It was really great to have you guys.
Thank you for having us. I've really appreciated it.
Thank Dad.
I'm a professional. So you guys have got a gig coming up tomorrow night at Grumpy's. Mm.
Yeah, there's nothing more winter than sitting in a nice, cozy pub like the Flying Scotsman.
Being chill.
Yes, being chill.
I hate myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're playing with Oosterbanger and also the Lone Unemployed Tradesman.
Yeah, so we don't have any recorded stuff yet.
Mackerels
do not, but I'm also playing in The Lone Unemployed Tradesman, which is later at night, who's a Victorian/New South Wales-based band.
New South Welshman? Is that what they say? I don't even know.
I don't think they do. I think that's the thing.
And it's, but more importantly than that, it's like Mackerels' third gig or something like that, but it's Liney's first, it's Liney's debut with Mackerels.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome. Yes. Not to be missed. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I have my chord chart still. It's pretty
awesome.
Pretty funny, but
oh yeah, it's hilarious.
No, I'm really looking forward to it, and yeah, it'll be.
Be nice to
be a lot of fun
on a chilly Friday night.
Exactly.
Don't miss it.
Like 40 degrees.
Trying to stay positive here, Bridget. Shut up. All right, so we're gonna play a track by. We're gonna say goodbye and play a track by the Lone Unemployed Tradesman. Thanks for coming in, guys.
No problems. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Right, you're on Midnight Special. Isn't that beautiful? That's Mount Airy in a collaboration with Julia Duaron from Eric's Trip. Love Without Possession is the name of that track from their record Love and Wisdom, Lost Wisdom Part 2, which came out last year. Did you like that?
Yes.
It's really
beautiful.
Sweet. It's like a sequel to a record they made like 10 years ago called Love and Wisdom. So they just like once every 10 years, they just collaborate and make a really... It's just like guitar and boy-girl vocals. It's perfect, right?
That's so cool.
Before that, you heard from a band that is playing tomorrow night at Grumpy's, the Lone Unemployed Tradesman, with their track Irina. You're on RTRFM. This is the Midnight Specials winter special, where we're trying to talk about chilly things, cold stuff, just trying to get our internal temperatures down in this horrible heat wave. Bridget's always cold, so she's fine.
Yeah, but, dude, I'm totally fine.
Also, I just had a thought a minute ago. Did you hear that Cosmic Sound closed today?
I know. I did actually hear that.
The biggest music store. It's kind of like the biggest musical instrument store in WA, right? I think.
Yeah, it's a sign of the times, isn't it? And it's deeply sad.
You think it's a sign of brick and mortar stores in favor of online shopping kind of a thing?
Yeah, but definitely.
But you can't try out a guitar on the internet.
No, you can't. No.
And
who's going to restring my guitars? I haven't done that for myself since I was 18 years old. I don't know how to do that still.
Revelation.
It's like Kane at Cosmic always looked after me. It was just like, I'll do that action for you, dude. I was like, thanks. It was like, make the guitars sing. I don't even have to lay a finger. I'm actually terrified of the top E string snapping in my face. So I've never had to change my strings. What will I do now?
To our listeners, Bridget hasn't just dropped a bomb. Career musician Bridget Turner hasn't changed her own strings since she was 18. She's always got other people in a band to do it.
I know, because it's scary. They snap in your face.
You're right. Like that guy, yeah, Kane Turnston is the guitar tech there. And
he is amazing at guitars.
You always take your instrument into him and he would like...
whisper at it.
Yeah, whisper sweet nothings to it, give it tea and a blanket. And he would always like do something extra for no charge. He'd always be like, oh, I'll put some new strings on it, man. Or it's like, oh, no, I changed all the screws on the entire guitar. No worries, no charge, it's all good. It's just like... the best dude. I'm sure he'll like go into business for himself or something.
Well, let's hope he does. Kane, if you're listening, you gotta. It's a special gift.
I actually have a topical track concerned with music stores. There's a band from New Brunswick in Canada called Partner. That's an extremely east end of Canada where it's very cold, which is what we want tonight on the Midnight Specials Winter Special. And they have a song about a chain of music stores. It's called Long and McQuaid. I'm going to play it for you right now on RTRFM 92.1. Keep it locked. That was Near Mint, a brand new song by Holy Fuck on Midnight Special on RTRFM 92.1. They're out of Toronto in Canada. Before that, I think it was To Whom It May Concern by Novel, who are out of Vancouver. And right at the top of that extremely Canadian bracket, Long and McQuaid by Partner from New Brunswick. So that's pretty much it from us here at Midnight Special. My name is Dan. I'd really like to thank all of my guests tonight, including Mackerels, which we had Andy Meredith and Lani Kusin on the show. It was really fun having them in to play tracks for us and hang out, talk about winter, keep us chill. And mega thanks, as always, to my favourite person and favourite guest and co-host, Bridget Turner.
Aw, dude.
Had
what?
Fun. That was
welcome.
Fun.
So fun.
It's always easier steering the ship when you're around. So thanks for...
Oh my gosh, I cry inside and outside.
Thanks for laughing at my dumb jokes. I need someone to do it.
You are funny.
LC is in the house. She is next door in Studio A getting ready to do Up Late. It's going to be a little bit of everything. Some old Perth bands, some alternative stuff. So you're definitely in good hands. For now, we're just going to play one more track by Bad Bad Not Good. This is called Speaking Gently. Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. Visit rtrfm.com.au for more podcasts and other great content, as well as details on how you can support the station. You can also download our app and access RTRFM anytime and anywhere on your mobile device.